may one insert any personal tefillah pertaining to that specific bracha before a bracha in Shmoneh Esrei? He's asking, i.e., asking for parnasa before the bracha in Borech Aleinu. What language should it be in? What language may one use in Shema Koleinu? Is it true that one should only insert a tefillah in Lashon HaKodesh before Yulu Ratzonim Refi at the end of Shmoneh Esrei? Is there a source for saying Shira Lamalo Seso Einai before Yulu Ratzon is a tefillah for a zibug? May one insert this on Shabbos, since its purpose is a bakasha? Is one permitted to cry during tefillah on Shabbos? I thank the Rav for answering my questions and for all his efforts in this website. Anonymous from the USA. Okay, you can add any bakashos that you want that fit that bracha. It has to be added before the last sentence that precedes the Baruch Atah Hashem of that bracha. And it can be in any language. However, since there are details of what exactly fits each bracha, the best thing to do is either to make these requests in Shema Koleinu before Ki Atah Shomea Tefillah Samcha Yisrael Barachamim, and you can say them in any language, or even better, to make these bakashos before Yulu Ratzonim Refi in Elokai Netzor. And there again, you can ask for anything in any language. Whether there is a skula to say Eso Einai, Shir Lamalos, Eso Einai Lahorin, for a zivug or not, I'm not familiar with that. But if you want to say that as part of your Yulu Ratzon, that's also okay, before Yulu Ratzon. However, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make supplications for things that bring you tzar. For instance, if you need a zivug and you're asking for a zivug, that should not be done on Shabbos. Crying on Shabbos is not permitted unless you are so distraught that crying makes you feel better. Otherwise, it's not proper to cry on Shabbos, and even during davening, unless you're crying out of tefillah, of being very, very inspired or whatever. But crying because of tzar, because you feel sorrow or whatever, that is not proper on Shabbos.